This is Talking Business.
I'm joined now by James Cooper-Jones, who's the CEO of a company, an ASX-listed company called CropLogic. G'day, James.
Hi, Alan.
Now, CropLogic listed in September last year at 20 cents. Now it's 2.7 cents. It's been a shocking experience for the people who came in at the float. So what happened?
Look, it's been a little bit disappointing. Some of our investors have decided not to stick with us, but the volume hasn't been very high, Alan.
So but you haven't done anything differently to what you promised in the prospectus.
And that's a disappointing.
Is that right? I'm asking you.
Sure.
Has anything changed?
That's the disappointing thing about it, Alan, is that what we've done is we've been able to execute what we said we'd do in the prospectus. We've been able to grow our markets in the US. We're launching our product here in Australia. And we've grown our portfolio of R&D technologies. So we've hit what we've needed to do operationally. But it has been disappointing, some of that lack of support. Our top 20 hasn't dramatically moved. If anything, it's increased. We've had a few people come on our register, which is good to see that support. But it's been disappointing, as I said, in that low volume.
So a lot of the people who came in at the float have just bailed out, is that right?
Not a lot of people. As I said, there hasn't been a dramatic change in the top 20, but there's been enough to impact the share price.
So you've been with the company 2 years. I think you became CFO and then CEO appointed recently. That was a change a couple of months ago. Is that right?
Sure. Yeah, I've been CFO since June of last year and then was appointed CEO in the last 2 months, which the opportunity came up and I took it. I'm a big believer in CropLogic, invested in my own right. So I see it as being the market metrics there being for ag tech being an integral part to global growth internationally, but also see the particular place that CropLogic holds in this market and
so
the great value you can add.
Interesting business model, which is bringing technology to agronomy and started in New Zealand, moved to Washington State in the US to basically develop a market in the potato growers there. Tell us about how that unfolded.
Sure. Yeah, so the originating technology, we're partly New Zealand government owned and partly New Zealand funded and very proudly a New Zealand company. When we looked at commercialising the technology, we looked at our key markets. We had done extensive trials in the USA, China, New Zealand and Australia. The key markets to us as we identified was the USA and Australia. And as we investigated those markets, opportunities in the USA came to us a little bit easier than those in Australia, not by much, but by a little bit. So that's where we saw a partnership opportunity to work with an agronomy services firm up there in the US. They became part of the group. We had really in one transaction, our sales and marketing team, and was able to capture about 30% of the potato market.
So when you say they became part of the group, you mean you took them over?
Correct. Yep.
Right.
We acquired them. And so what we've been able to do in that one transaction is capture 30% of the market there in Washington
State. You probably better tell us what agronomy services are.
Yeah, it's a tricky one. Sometimes people say agronomy and talk about computers and desks and whatnot. No, agronomy is a farm scientist. So an agronomist is someone that will do the soil sampling, plant sampling to test for nitrogen or moisture or deficiencies in your plant. They're your farm scientists that will help you build your irrigation schedule, your fertilizer schedule and whatnot.
And so you're automating that. Does that mean you're putting soil testers in that are connected by the Internet of Things that you collect the data automatically?
Absolutely. So what we're doing, what has been traditionally in the US a manual process of taking soil moisture readings, we're now replacing with an Internet of Things. So we have a product called CropLogic Real-Time. What we do is provide unique hardware in the form of in-field soil moisture sensors that talks to them powerful software that provides that data in real-time to the grower in a desktop app and a mobile app. So that then allows the grower where they were probably getting information once or a week or fortnight, they're now getting it every hour. So that allows a grower to micromanage their water use, particularly in those irrigation environments, such as you said, potatoes, but we do a lot of apples, citrus, viticulture and other commodities.
Do you just sell the hardware or do you do a subscription to supply or manage the data?
Sure. So we provide a package that we sell the hardware, lease the hardware, and then also have a subscription model to our software.
Right.
And then we have the sales support team that provides that agronomy service if required in Washington State.
So when the change of management took place, where you took over from the previous guy, I can't remember what his name was, but he was that was that a kind of a because the company wasn't going well, or was it because the company moved?
Just really because the company moved. My understanding, Jamie Cairns, who was a former MD, had done a terrific job, joined the company probably early mid 2016, and had taken it through some terrific milestones of taking it from what was an early stage startup, commercialising the technology and launching it in the US, also listing the company Australian Securities Exchange. My understanding is he decided to, we're moving to Australia, which was always a goal of CropLogic, to move here to our key markets, either in Australia or the US. And that's where that change has happened.
So how much of your business is in the US and how much in Australia?
So we launched the product in the US in 2017. We service, as I said, in Washington State, in the Columbia Basin, we service about 30% of the potato market, and then significant parts of the viticulture and apples and cherries up there. Now we're launching the product in Australia.
Just now?
Correct. Yep, in 2018.
So are you making money yet?
So, yeah, we're turning over about $2.3 million at the moment. We're
2.3 million per annum run rate.
$2.3 million revenue,
yep.
out of the US.
Yep.
We're about to launch that product in Australia, as I said.
But are you profitable?
Well, we're an early stage startup, so we're moving towards profitability.
Right.
But certainly, our model sees us over time getting that. We're getting a return on our gross product which is profitable for
now,
sure.
What sort of hearing are you getting in Australia from the Australian farmers?
Yeah, look, there's a lot of interest.
Is it a competitive area?
It is a competitive area. I guess it's certainly a growing area. As you're seeing, Australia is well placed to take advantage of global trends around the ag tech or agricultural boom. The federal government, in conjunction with KPMG and Telstra, recently released a Talking 2030, where they expected agricultural production to reach $100 billion by 2030. So they see agricultural technology being an integral part of that. So in that, Australia is well placed to take advantage of global trends. We're seeing a lot of our commodities, such as citrus and almonds and macadamias, seeing triple-digit growth over the last 3 to 5 years. That requires a lot of water. We have quite a conscious use of water environment here in Australia. So farmers are required to be accountable and responsible with their water use. So what we're seeing then is an increase in demand for ag tech products that can help growers monitor their water use. And we see a very particular spot for CropLogic in that space.
In fact, it's hard to imagine agronomy not becoming entirely automated, it seems to me.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. We see a scenario where the agronomist will always have a place, but it's not. It will be increasingly digitised, and that's a consistent trend. Recent federal government report here in Australia said that they could see that the digital technologies in ag tech adding $20 billion to our economy over the next 15 years.
So what does your firm do that's different to others?
What we find with our technology is that there's probably really three differences. Ours is very easy to use, so some of the systems out there is a little bit complex. We've also probably been doing it a lot longer than other groups, having trialled it around the world with some of the biggest organisations in the world and also some very tier one institutes, particularly in New Zealand. So we have a greater depth of data and knowledge than perhaps some of our comparators.
And do you use mobile phone networks or satellites?
And that's probably the other thing that sets us apart, Alan, is that a lot of other digitised systems require a probably further government investment in an NBN or a 5G network. Ours is all satellite. So ours is very user-friendly. You can set up and have our system talking to the satellite and in a matter of minutes. So we can set up anywhere. It doesn't matter whether there's a mobile or cellular network at all.
Does the use of the satellite for you make it more expensive?
Actually, satellite costs are coming down as satellites are becoming more prevalent. So we haven't found that makes it terribly more expensive.
But it sounds like it's a little bit more expensive, but sounds like it needs to be, or it deserves to be, or something.
It certainly gives us competitive advantage. I think people underestimate how much maintenance it requires to maintain a cellular or telemetry network. And I think that's what sets us apart, is that we're easy to use, and easy to set up, and our data is very accessible for a grower.
Well, there you are, folks. This is CropLogic, and the share price started at 20 cents, down to 2.7. And you'd have to say, wouldn't you, James, that it's probably cheap, certainly compared to the float.
I'd have to totally agree that we're dramatically undervalued.
Are you buying it at 2.7 cents?
Once we get our financials out, I will be buying.
You will be?
Yes.
Well, there you go. Interesting. Good on you, James. Thanks very much.
Okay. Thanks, Alan.
I'll be talking to James Cooper-Jones, who's the CEO of CropLogic.